Hello and welcome back to the CASA Connection podcast, where we talk about the world of foster care. We raise awareness, we educate, and we want you to become more familiar with what is happening in the world of foster care and beyond. This week, we have a tremendous guest coming your way here on the CASA Connection podcast. He and his brother are doing something extraordinary. They are doing something amazing, and we are going to talk about it this week. Joining us is the founder, one of the founders, I should say, of Foster Kids Matter. It is such an honor to have him here on the podcast, and I can't wait to get into his story and what he and his twin brother are doing across America. We have the one and only Davon Woods. How you doing, Davon?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Jeff?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. And I just, again, very honored to have you on this podcast. You know, I honestly didn't know that your brother and yourself were doing this, the walk across America to raise awareness of foster care and the issues that foster youth go through until I saw an ABC News report about this. And I said to myself, I need to get Davon on the podcast here to talk about your story. So I was kind of wondering if you could really just get into your story, how you and your twin brother, Tavon, were placed in foster care and some of those experiences that, you know, you were going through as you were going through the foster care system.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Me and Tavon, we got taken away at birth. My biological mother was doing drugs while she was pregnant with us. She never went to the hospital. She didn't even know she was having twins.
Oh.
So when she finally went into labor, I came out first. It was about to close her up, and they discovered Tavon was stuck under her rib cage.
Oh,
so
gosh.
They had to do an emergency C-section. We both weighed 2 pounds, tested positive for crack. So, of course, immediately DSS got involved. My mom ended up signing some papers that she didn't know she was signing, and come to find out she was signing her rights away. So, of course, they took us out the hospital, placed us into the foster care system. And then we got adopted by a family at the age of 2. But when everybody hear us say we got adopted by a family at the age of 2, they'd be like, oh, you know, must be, you know, that's good.
Oh, must be great. Yeah, must be awesome. Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you guys think that just because you hear somebody get adopted,
right,
that don't mean that they had the best upbringing?
Right.
So it was just like, you know, we got adopted, and our adopted parents, you know, their biggest thing was, okay, we provided a roof over you guys' head, you know, financially, you know, it's not like you guys were starving, but what I try to get people to understand is like, you know, just because you provide a roof over somebody's head, that isn't it. Because
right.
I didn't just needed a roof over my head. I needed love.
Right.
You know, I could have go to McDonald's or Walmart and have a roof over my head, you know, but it was just the simple fact that I was a kid, I was going through so much, and I didn't need to be treated like I was in the military.
Right.
You know, I didn't need to be treated like I was a maid or a slave. I was just a kid. Me and Tavon was just some kids that, you know, we didn't know anything. You know, for 17 years of our life, we didn't know where we was from. We didn't know why we was placed in the system. We didn't know how our mama looked. We didn't know if we had a dad.
Right.
We didn't know we had siblings. We didn't know anything. So it's just having to deal with that growing up as kids. But we always understood that God do everything for a reason.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the reasons why you are walking across America. You're going to be hitting all 50 states. But moving along, Davon, like when our CASA program comes into contact, of course, with foster youth within our community and within our region, you know, it's always, you know, we're always able to kind of take a step back, because even those of us that work in the world of foster care sometimes don't always understand what you all have gone through within your lives. So how would you describe the world of foster care to somebody who may not understand what that world is actually like?
To be honest, you know, foster care to me is basically just like a prison system for kids.
Okay.
Because it's like, you know, and not speaking on the majority or the minority that do foster care for the good, but I'm just speaking off of, you know, the majority, because a lot of kids feel as though like it's just like they don't have a voice. And it's basically like when you become an inmate, when you go inside those people's jail, you don't have a voice.
Right.
You know, because yep. it's like now you done did something that placed you inside of the, you know, the prison system. So now we tell you what to do.
Yeah.
But with a lot of kids, it's like a lot of us is born into the system, and it's like we feel as though we don't have a voice, you know, and it's because, you know, it's just like, you know, it went from when foster care was first created back in the 1800s, back in New York, it was created because the guy seeing the need of children in New York, he knew that they needed help. He knew that he wanted to do something like that. But now it's just so crazy how it went from foster care, because what foster care meaning is just being able to foster and care about somebody, to be able to love a child, to be able to take care, to take a child in, to be able to make sure this child is taken care of. But what we're seeing now is it more so of a business.
Right.
You know, so now it's about how much kids can we get in to be able to see, you know, and not saying it's like that all around the world, but I'm just speaking about how a lot of people view the foster care system.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, the foster care system is twofold. You got good and you have bad. But more than likely, the bad is going to always outweigh the good, unfortunately. But it's just like, you know, I just feel as though the foster care system, that's why we do what we do, because we understand that we can't, it's impossible to change this foster care system. It's impossible. The only way that we can change this foster care system is by creating another system.
Right.
You know, because it's so broken. Once a piece of glass get so broken, it's nothing else that you can do to it. You know, you can tape it up, you can patch it up. You know, you can do all of that, but actually fixing it is impossible. You have to start new. So that's why we're just doing what we're doing, and we just want more people to learn about, you know, what us kids have to go through in the foster care system.
Yeah, and I cannot wait to get into Foster Kids Matter with you, what you and Tavon have been doing with this organization. And again, everybody, we're talking to Davon Woods, the founder, one of the founders of Foster Kids Matter. Check out everything they're doing over at fkm.life. That is our website. It's a great website. Learn about them. Learn about their experiences along this road and path that they are taking. And that's what I wanted to get into with you, Davon, was, you know, what was that light switch moment for you and your brother where you said, you know, I we want to create FKM. We want to create Foster Kids Matter. How did that process really begin for you both? And like, what was that light switch moment for you?
I mean, honestly, we've been sharing our story since, I'd say, about 2014 when we started making music. You know, we've been, you know, trying to do stuff. So we've been telling our story for years and years. But it was just, we was only telling one side of the story. We wasn't never going into details about how we really felt or about how our parents really treated us. But it got to where it was about 2 years ago when I decided to quit my job. You know, and I had decided to quit my job previous times before, you know, but this one particular time when I was working at the Toyota dealership selling cars, and I was making good money, but I was like, man, like, I want to be a voice.
Right.
You know, I want to be able to be a voice for the kids that are coming behind me. So I would be going to work and I'm listening to Steve Harvey every day.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm and then Steve just like, you know, oftentimes in life, we always, you know, set off to do something. And when we get there or we get halfway there, a lot of us, what we do is we get discouraged or whatever, and life happens. And guess what we end up doing? We ended up turning right back around. So it's like now that need is becoming a greater need, but oftentimes a lot of people, just, when they turn back around, they ain't never going to go back to do what they say they're going to do.
Right.
So I was like, man, this time, man, when I quit my job, man, I was telling my coworkers, I was telling everybody leading up to the time, I was like, man, I really want to leave, man. I want to be able to do what I love. And a lot of people's like, well, you got bills, all this stuff. And I'm like, I understand that, but I'm such a firm believer in God and I got so much faith. I was like, man. You know, so that's when I decided. I was like, you know what? I'm going to quit my job. I had about $3,000 saved up. And honestly, I lost everything. I lost my apartment. Now I've been homeless now for about to be 2 years. But it's by choice. You know, I'm just following the process that God have for our life. But it's just like so many sacrifices that me and Tavon both made. But it was like, you know what? These kids deserve it. They deserve somebody that's going to go the extra mile. And to be honest, and this is a question that a lot of people ask us, you know, a lot of people's first question is how you guys are funded. Because me and Tavon, we always tell people, we're not a nonprofit. If you want to be honest, we're not even an organization. But people call us that. So we just speak stuff into existence. We be like, yeah, we are an organization. Right, it may not be now, but eventually we're working towards that. But it's like our biggest goal right now is to be a voice for these kids. That's solely the purpose. We're not trying to change laws. We're not trying to, you know, we're just trying to use our story to be able to be motivation for kids all around the world. So a lot of people ask us, they'd be like, I can help you guys with your nonprofit, or you guys are not. I done heard that so many times, and I tell people all the time, like, I understand that we're eventually going to be a nonprofit. But if you want to be honest, the nonprofit not really benefiting the kids, really, because it's more so of, okay, if I give, I get to write this off on my taxes. So now it's like, what is your intent of giving to whatever we're doing? Is it because you can double your money, or is it because you generally want to just help?
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's just like we've been purposely not trying to get a nonprofit right now, because we like, okay, God been blessing us since birth. He been making a way. So why should he stop now? You know, so our biggest thing is just showing people like, hey, we're doing it without a nonprofit. We're doing it without having jobs, without having income coming in. Me and Tavon don't work, but God has been blessing us with so many people from all around the world that support what we do. And they like, wow, I want to see you young man be great. Y'all 27 young black men walk around the country.
Yep.
Ain't nobody doing that.
Yeah.
You know, y'all not out here selling drugs. Y'all not out here on the streets, which y'all could be, because we was back in the days. But it's like now we're wanting to just be a voice for these kids. And I feel as though that's all that matters.
And that's what we need more of within the foster care world. We need more individuals like you, Davon, and your brother, Tavon, raising awareness, letting folks know what the world of foster care is about, how we can do better, how we can just curb some of the issues that fall within the world of foster care. And I'm wondering, like, along this journey that you and your brother have been on, you know, you've walked in so many states, especially up and down the East Coast of the United States. You've gotten around the country as well. Like, what have you experienced thus far during this walking tour around America with individuals you're talking to, the reception that you have gotten? Like, what has that been like for you?
Mr. Jeff, to be honest, man, I never knew that doing so much good could cause so much negativity.
Wow.
You know, but it's just like, I'm always reminded that no matter how good you do in life, people are always going to find some type of negative thing.
That's very true.
But I tell people all the time, they be like, y'all receive backlash? And I'm like, yes, man. I done had somebody told me that I should walk off a cliff and die.
Jeez.
You know, and it's just like when you start speaking up about a cause, and when you're just doing something positive, a lot of people, instead of just like congratulating, they want to pick out everything negative or find something negative. But honestly, doing what me and I was just, you know, late last night, we're back in South Carolina for a couple of days. We just got back from doing our walk from Georgia to Florida. But it's just like, I was just crying, just thinking like, man, like every time we get on those highways, we put our life on the line, you know, and it's not like we're getting paid for this. Half of the time, people don't even know who we are. You know, we don't have family waiting on us at the finish line. We don't have, you know, people on the side of the road. Go, twins, go, go.
Right, right.
But I always think back like, wow, within this last year, we already visited 21 different states. Well, technically 23, because we went to Guam and Puerto Rico, and we know they're not states, but we're on this journey, we're counting them as states.
Of course, you have to. Yep.
So we already been to 23 different states in the last year. And honestly, it's just off of faith and passion.
Yeah.
You know, people always ask us, they're like, you know, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of money coming out your pockets. I'm like, what pockets? I don't have a guarantee. I know I'm going to get $2,000 every 2 weeks or every week, because we don't have jobs.
Right.
You know, but it's been definitely one of those journeys where a lot of people don't understand why we do what we do. And the average person, when we tell them what we do, they'd be like, ain't no way. Because when we tell a person like, yeah, the longest walk we ever did was Georgia to Florida, 96 miles in 4.5 way. They'd be like, I mean, four wow. and a half days. They'd be like, it ain't no way.
What?
And we like, yes, it's definitely a way. And we try to get people like, when we tell people who walk around the country, their question is always, do y'all get paid for this? We're like, man, why is it always about getting paid?
Right,
like,
right. It's we're not
like,
about that.
We're like, yeah, exactly. We're like, no, we do not get paid for this. We're doing it for the kids. So now kids can look at us and be like, wow, they walked around the country just for us, just for me.
Yep.
So now they got somebody, another person's story. Because unfortunately, a lot of us kids that come through the foster care system, once we done make it out, a lot of us don't never look back.
Right, right.
You know.
But what you are doing, what you and your brother are doing, I think is something that is extremely remarkable. And I'm so grateful that you took the time to jump on the CASA Connection podcast with us to talk about your story. Because through your story here on this little podcast that we have here at our CASA program, you are going to help raise that awareness. You are going to help make a dent, a difference in terms of just raising awareness of the world of foster care. So Davon, again, thank you so much for taking the time to jump on the podcast here with us. Again, folks, fkm.life. Check out everything they're doing over there. Any parting words, Davon, before we let you go here, buddy?
I would just like to, you know, of course, I always thank God, you know, and, you know, thank God for all that he's doing for us. And I just want to just let everybody know, like, you know, me and Tavon, our story, our life been hard since birth. You know, before we even got into this world, it was something. I'm only 27 years old. And, you know, my life has always been like, it always been something, you know. But I like to tell people all the time, you just got to keep pushing. And every day that you wake up, remember that it's a blessing. Because, you know, yep. if you got breath in your body, yep. God allow you. See another day, you got to be able to take advantage of it, because unfortunately somebody died this morning, somebody died just now. So it's just like, I always try to get people to remember, like, listen, enjoy your family, enjoy, you know, if you got family, parents. Unfortunately, I'm 27 years old now, and that's something that I just, you know, something that I never really was able to experience, because, you know, we, our adopted parents, they don't talk to us anymore. Our biological parents, our biological family don't really talk to us. So it's just like, you know, that's a lot of disappointment that we had to experience all of our life. But it's like, if we can do it, you know, no matter what your situation is, you can do it as well. So I just want to let everybody know that we love y'all. And we appreciate you guys for having us on board.
Fantastic parting words. Thank you again, Davon, for taking the time. We appreciate it. What a great and fantastic conversation with Davon. And boy, what he and his brother have been doing to raise awareness of foster care just throughout the United States is so remarkable. It is tremendous. Such an inspiration to so many foster youth within the 50 states. And I know they haven't gotten to all 50 yet, but they will be getting there for sure. Again, an inspirational story. We're so glad that we were able to highlight it here on the CASA Connection podcast. That's going to do it for us this week on this episode. Make sure you're following CASA Shaw out on the interwebs and on our social media sites as well. You can search us out on Facebook. We are also on Instagram at CASA_Shaw. And head on over to our website, CASAShaw.org. We have great resources for the world of foster care, and we want to share those with you. We want you to have those. And that's going to do it for us. Take care, and we will catch you on the next CASA Connection podcast.